Beginning current daf mesaktes getting daf mizan begin on base. Give him test master because the gemara teva v'chul morab and zebaza. What happens is that when you have the Jew and the non-Jew that buy a field in the partnership, you have untithed and not problematic produce mixed in with each other. Here's what Rashi explains: you don't have any kernel of wheat. That you won't have half it being untithed and half it being chulin. So, therefore, according to Rashi, what you have to do is actually as follows. You have to take meiser from it itself. But you can't take from it on regular tevel, but not the regular tevel on it. You might take from what's obligated and what's exempt, and what from exempt on what's obligated, because we don't know the status of this piece, what it is. It has an element of Torah, has an element of chiv on it. And whatever you're taking from on it or from it on something else, you're going to run into that problem. But says Rashi, when you take the tithe from it itself, then that's not problematic, because you can take on what's obligated from it on what's obligated on it. I'm going to put the Shabbat, I'll put the Shabbat, and what's from exempt in it, and what's exempt in it. The Fulham, Chalku, even if they divided, it still remains with itself, because the aim brer, because ultimately there's no retroactive verification, so we don't know what's what. We can't say this was always his part, but in itself, you could be master and obey. So that's why the kasha is difficult. Why? Because I'm going to come on the Gemara tells us later on. That if the ownership of the utility is not like only the body itself, and you're going to say that the brothers who divide, we don't know necessarily this was the portion that was supposed to be his. It's like he bought that part. So the mishkach is the meis bekurim. He said, you're not going to have Rav Yochanan that you ever bring bekurim. Only child going all the way back to Yeshua Binnah. Now, first Isis, even according to one who holds that you say there's no Breira, what are you talking about? Yeshla bavad the chelik by the mechayib bekurim. You do have a portion of that abegin bekurim, because as the way Rashi is explaining that half of it has the obligation, and v'hamoyser shechulim. What are you going to say with the extra that's chulim? No problem. What's magdish lay? You be magdish that as bekurim. Because like the Gemara says in Babasta for pay out and vase. And Bedoichik limits, and it's pushing it to say, the Lemishkachas, the Maiz Bukurim Kilchasan. Oh, that what we meant that you can't be Bukurim, it meant not in your classic halachic sense. Meaning, Shaloyit Sark Lahakdish Kamar, that it just means that because that you won't have to be Makdish, because in the case we're describing that you could be Bukurim would require you to be Makdish the other half. No, because the Lishna Mashman Dele Maiz Klakam. It sounds like that you don't bring it all, but it's difficult. Why not? You could bring it with half of it definitively Bikurim and half of it being Magdash, the other half, the way Rashi is explaining over here in the Gemara. When you have five Shlom. So the Gemara tells us that you can't bring half of the five, which is defined on the Gemara's case over there regarding when you have two and you only have 1/5 Shlom. It can't be half, and they get mixed up. You don't know who's who. The kulam islahu did avasi, even holds a gravasi, the amma achat shachoku, when the brothers divide, mechzi yosh and mechzi lukuch, I mean, there's a few quimtes over there in the Gemara. One of them is, that maybe it's ravasi, that when brothers divide, we actually don't know. It's actually like a suffix, so therefore, we're going to say that mechzi yosh and mechzi lukuch, half is going to be considered as Yerusha, half is going to be considered as lukuch. Now, so it's a mashma, it sounds like, aval I lukuch, but if they would be considered as lukuch, turn, they would be exempt. A filaman the amachamesh vavalachatichamesh. If according to one that holds that doesn't have to be exactly five slums, even half of the five could also work. The filachatichamesh leka, because you don't even have half of the five. But the question is, according to Rashi, why? Why don't you have the half of the five? The way we're describing the Gemara over here. So since the lekach near different appears that actually the ain't a kind of tevelza. No, there is no remedy for this tevel, like the way not like the way Rashi is saying. Because the key name Brera, because since we're going that there's no retroactive verification, maybe you got the entire portion of the non-Jew or half of it, but you didn't come out, we don't know how much. And if you're going to take Meiser from it itself, maybe he's going to be taking Meiser from his portion, and the rest might be the portion of the non-Jew, which that's not going to work. That's some Chayav Alapata. Oh, you have the other way around. Oh, it makes us a part of it. So therefore, Tosis disagrees with Rashi, because we don't say that you're necessarily getting half, as the questions that he had asked on Rashi. Now, me, Yochel, the Sakhan, but what you could, he says there is a remedy. How so? What you do is, she'apash lov min makam acher. And you separate from elsewhere. Some give so, except the text, el shi'im ma'is ro'is, but as ma'is, they can be messed up, because I'm a Sakhan, oise ma'iser. How do you do that? Okay, that beyafresh gam alav b'makom achri, and you separate on that from somewhere else. V'achri and achri makukul, the last one's going to be ruined, but actually yishuk kimad, you're going to be left only a little bit. V'chol ha'maisas v'trumas, even become a levi, but all the maisas and trumas you're going to give to the levi. In other words, what Taisa means to say is that, for example, let's say his portion of the tefuah was 500 saw. So he'll take from somewhere else 50 saw, which is total tefuah, and I'll separate those 500 that he has by himself. Now, the 500 saw is fixed, but since you have to be concerned, maybe part of some of the 500 saw, like we said, maybe is the parts that belongs to the Nachri. So if that's the case, a part of the 50 saw that is related to it, that part is not fixed, because you can't do Minachayev al-Apater. So no problem, you take them somewhere else, 5 saw, which is total tabla, and you separate on that 50 saw. Now, since it's still possible that even the 5 saw is not totally fixed, because you don't know if the whole 500 saw was the guys or only part of it. So if that's the case, you don't know if the whole 50 saw is tabla, only some of it. So therefore you take, again, a half a saw, and you separate that on the 5 saw, and that's how you do until you remain just with some kernels of wheat that you're in doubt regarding, and you leave that to rot. But whatever he had separated up until now, he should give to the Levi, and from that to the Kain, the Trumas Maisa. The Tais Maisa that begins the Gemara Ula Beisecha. What's Ula Beisecha come to teach you? Oh, Malam Hashem, maybe Bikur Yishtei that, yeah, also for your bias, meaning for your wife, you're going to bring the Bikurim of your wife. So therefore, that was going to be the Raya to Rabbi Yechon, and you say, ah, all he has is a Kenya Paris, and you see Kenya Guf, because he brings it, and he says the Parashah Bikurim. So it says from Tim, if you can say to take a second look, he says, wait a second. But biblically, in Labal Peres by Nechzi Ishtoi, biblically, there's no halacha that the husband gets the produce of his wife's Nechzi Malug. It's a rabbinic institution, as the Gemara tells you, so it's a Gzeh. What's the riot to the halacha? Can you pass? The Shem says, what you can say is, Derech Noshim, the normal way of women is, yeah, even the biblical concept, women give what they have to their husbands. And therefore, that is a biblical concept. So you could prove from the pasuk that the kinyan peres that he has, kinyan guf. That's what the pasuk told me. Kinyan zamin b'reish kedushin of dal min alf. Ikazach manam ayzid elavia. If we would say that her earnings go to the father, become as azmina. Yeah, because she gets fed from the father. But says Taisa, wait a second. That's what the Gemara over there. It's explain why you need a pasuk with the avikav that I say in the chabim zayin is bitter. What do you mean? You can't say that's what the Torah is telling you a pasuk for, because biblically the father doesn't have that if it is daughter. Ella says, this is the Urcha the Muslim, but that's the norm. Shuzan, I said that if you don't, you could say that a pasuk is referring to that. So in that way, although these are the Kanas Drabbanan, there's a biblical concept of it too, and therefore a pasuk could be referring to that idea. Kinnik says, Master begin with the Gemara, oh, Mesa in, loy, Mesa loy. So wait a second, if the wife dies, then you're saying he could go ahead and say the parashah of Kum, but if not, then not. So similarly, you see that that the Kenyan that he had, well, it was not a valid kinyan. The man says, the time you begin to say, my kushya, what's the difficulty? He could be like the Tana that we brought before, Beisecha, the man of Shachpalag. Anyways, that Tana disagrees. So what? Why are we asking on him from this teaching? He could just say he's like the other Tana. But Shemit says, what you could say is, the ikal okma b'meisa kihach. But it's not true. We could explain that previous Braisa of bringing his wife's Bukum and saying the parasha was specifically if she was dead, like this price is saying. So that's not a right Rabbi Yechon, and then we're back to the question of this price. Then it says, I'm going to say, why can't the Gemara just answer the hach, the mesa, the case of when she dies, not the Gemara Rabbi Yechon. We're just talking about which she never gave over those rights of her nechsim aluk to her husband. So therefore, that's why it's dafka mesa, but if not, maybe it would be kinyan peres, could be with kinyago. The Shlomo says, what you can say is, because especially said in the previous cases, we're going in a biblical halacha. Biblically, the husband has no rights, only when she gives it over. There's someone she didn't give it over. It says, the Braisa Katani, the Braisa was said, Af Bas is the talking Rabban and Peres Tabal. No, the Braisa was being said, even after that the husband has rights. And if that's the case, then we see that, obviously, the Kinyan Peres is not like the Kinyan Gov. But moreover, says, to have like a Kinyan Peres Beshuk, it would be the equivalent of when someone buys produce in the marketplace. And then he buys the field, the that he does not recite it. So therefore, it would be difficult in Rabbi Yechonon. How would it even work? Even if Mesa, how would you bring the Bikurim if you hold the Kinya Peres and not Kinya Guf? Just like regular buying Peres, which that does not give you the actual ownership of the body itself. And then you cannot say the Parashah Bikurim. And but Tais has to explain that. Avad Rish Lakish, what do you do with Rish Lakish? So how does he learn? Shahile Peres Tchila, where this that he had the Peres first, Asi Shapa, it does make sense. Why? I thought we said that Kinyan Peres Naka Kinyan Guf, according to Rish Lakish, and so it should be like kind of Peres Bashuk, and then kind of said that you don't say it. No, because Kinyan Mikara, Agad Bala Peres, that it was bound to him for Peres, so that's more than just a case of buying Peres in the shuk. And therefore, according to Rish Lakish, Mesa would be allowed to say the Parashat Bikur. Like there's Master Bin Gimaram, Batsran, Beshigrin, Biad Shliach. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that if he harvested and he sent it and he has the Shliach, and then the Shliach dies in the road, he could bring it, but he doesn't say the Parashat, because it says, Vakachta Bebesa, until the Lakicha Nabah is by the same person. And here, there's a change with her death. Parashat Bein Shmuel, Basvina. Bein Shmuel in Babasta Pe'avim Beis says, Batsran Habal. What's this Batsran Beshigrin, Biad Shliach? Batsran Habal. The husband harvested it. And Shlich, and he sent it in the hands of an agent. Because the Imbatsun Shlich would be Neshlich B'Yerushalayim. Because if the Shlich harvested and he brought and the Shlich brought in Yerushalayim, the Shlich Vade and Yerchalikas, the Shlich himself cannot say the Parashat Bikurim. That's why he's saying Batsun is the Balabais, that's the whole Chiddush. Because if you hold on to the Shlich, he can't say anything. Like when Bikurim, it says that a Shlich can't say Hadamash Nesatali. But Avalabailam, but they could be Kairan, the Yachayan Lema, because they could say, Hinei Vesi, he behold, they brought it. Because there's Shluch Shem Kamaisa, so although the Shliach brought it, he would be able to say it, because it's like he himself brought it. Says, Taisa B'Kosha Bin Itam. It's difficult to Bin Itam, because Lamai the Chasha Vetzir Lekicha. Sounds like Rabbi Shmuel is translating that the harvesting. Because what does the pasuk say? It says, "V'lakachta merishik kol pri'ad adam asher tov mi'atzach Hashem lakechem nesloch b'samta b'tana." V'lachta. So it says taking, and it also has a pasuk that talks about bringing. So it sounds like he's translating the betzira as lakicha. So if that's the case, lam l'lumeimu meishlich. Why is the case after we talk about that the Baal Bayis harvested it, he sent it to the shlich died, and then he can bring it, but he can't say the kriya. Hale Misni should have just said, Batsun hu v'shogim b'yad ha-shlich. Hoy shu batsun shlich v'vin hu. That l'kicha nava is not being done by the same person. Why do you need to have that the guy dies? Just as long as there's shlich somewhere along the way. You're right. Of course, that would be its own problem. But the chiddush is the avik of the main shlich, even if the shlich dies, v'gom ra ha-bayal mava, where the owner finished off the bringing. Oh, the l'kicha hu miktsis avo ba-bayalam. That he did the l'kicha, which he's saying is the betzira, is the harvesting, and he even did part of the havo because the shlich died. That's the chiddush. Even so, he cannot say the parasha because the lekich b'chala b'ba'echad. It has to be the taking all of it by one person. So that resolves the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Now, sometimes the igur seen if the igur is not umes but oimes, or he dies also namishabah. That also works out because vizu abzu katani. You're right. It's saying this case and this case, but you're right. You don't need him to die. It would be saying a different case. Rabbi Tamafarish, he explains the betzira lav hain lekich. It's not true. Harvesting is not the lekich of the pasuk of lekachta. Why picking betzira was no relevancy to the halacha has to be done with one person. That's just the normative way. That usually the owner who harvests can less than the so he should do it a generous way because levisha in lebekum because there's no measure bekum and it's subjective for the owner. So ulekicha. So what's lekicha? I know lekicha metecha bais. It means taking it from the house. V'chad ketani. And it's one case. So he harvested, which again, that's not the relevant point, and he sent it in the hand of a shlich, and the shlich died in the road. Oh, the ozri gilish of mevein acher, then it's normative to send someone else to bring it. It's not the taking, which the first guy did, he took it out of the house, who was the first shlich, and then the bringing was someone else. That's not being done by one person, and that's the case that we're saying is going to be disqualified. So next to his master begins with the Gemara, maybe in the kaira. So this halacha, Rabbi Tzchanina, you could bring it, but you don't say the pesukim. So Tzitzis Mentum, you're going to say, forget about not saying the pesukim, but name a yirkabu, which it actually has to be left to rot. The main perk bas the makas, like it says, the makas of the kasma base. Hefish bekurim kred machag. If someone separated bekurim before sukkas, vabalein achag, and then sukkas bypassed, yirkabu. You have to let it rot. Why? I thought up until Hanukkah you could still bring it just without the Parsha Bikurim. No, from the Nidhu, Likriya, Benitzko, because you had separated before Sukkot, which you could say the Parsha Bikurim. Now it got rejected because it's already after Sukkot, you can't say it anymore. But Chosha in Rol Bila, Bila Makavis, we know the halachic concept from Hanukkah is that the paradigm of this concept is that by a mincha, if it's fit to mix the oil with it, then you don't have to actually mix it. But if you can't, then it is critical. So when you harvested it, near Likriya, it was fit to say the Parsha Bikurim. And when you sent it, it was rejected. So then, why are we saying you bring it without saying the Parsha? You shouldn't be able to even bring it. It should have to be left around. The Rishon says, what you can say is, Dambi Yisham and the Rishon of the Bikur, and the Rabbasi Amma, he says, Rish Lakish B'Shem Ro'ishim, K'shalikton L'sholchon B'yad Acha. When you had harvested it to send it through someone else. Avalim Lakhtan L'Avin Hu, but if he harvested for himself to bring it, then Lo Yisholchon B'yad Acha. The whole halach of Shliach does not apply when he harvested to send to take it himself. It has to be only when he initially had harvested to send it through someone else. Because Shekola B'Kurim Shinir L'Kriya, which is when he himself is bringing it, which then he could say the parasha in the final Bikriya. That's only going to be meant only with reciting it, which is only if he brings it himself. And the Yashami says over there, the Mishnah over there seems to disagree with this, because it says over there, if someone separated Bikurim and then he sold his field, maybe he could bring it and he just doesn't say the parasha. How? I thought now it has to be left around because you'll be able to say it in the first place before you sold it. So can Noah. We explain the Mishnah talking about Kishon doesn't title him Kamishori Shaina. Well, he always had that in mind from the first moment, so it was never eligible. Okay, that answers the question, similar to this concept of Ravasi. So Tosfos says, oh, if he said based on this, and Hifish Bikurim Koid Machag, if let's say he separated Bikurim before Sukkot, Amanas Labin Achachag, with the intention of bringing it after Sukkot, so then Lo Yukov, then it wouldn't be left around. Al Achachag, maybe in the Kaira, after Sukkot, he would bring it without saying the Parsham, and therefore that's the same thing over here that we're telling us. That answers the question. The Tosfos was asking that, wait a second, forget about that you can't say the parasha, you shouldn't be able to bring it at all. No, he already had that in mind from the first moment to do it with a shliach, and therefore that's going to have the halacha of, yes, you could bring it because it was never Rol Kriya, and just without a Kriya.